Spending a little time this morning on AM 1400, 93.3 FM K1 with Oklahoma's Lieutenant Governor Todd Lamb. First of all, a somewhat belated Happy New Year to you and to Governor Fallon and the executive staff of the state of Oklahoma. Good morning, Lieutenant Governor.
Well, good morning, Charlie. It's great to have our first conversation of 2017 Anno Domini.
Yes, exactly.
You know, I don't know if they do that anymore, Charlie, but when I was growing up in school, we were taught it was Anno Domini, Latin for the year of our Lord, kind of A.D.
Yep.
So Happy New Year to you, and it's great to kick off New Year chatting with my friends in Washington County, other counties in Northeast Oklahoma.
Well, I grew up in similar times learning the letters both B.C. and A.D. and their meaning thereof in Latin. And happy to have you. You haven't made it into Washington County yet, but you have to have been in at least three since the state capital is in one. And I understand you've been already to Roger Mills and Beckham counties.
That's right. And Charlie, you know, radio, of course, you and your listeners can't see me smiling, but you said not made it to Washington County yet. I love the fact that it's, not even mid-January, and it wasn't an accusation or insinuation by you, but it's like, hey, you know, it's January 11th. Where you been, Todd? I'm just glad that folks know that I get out, and I get around the state, of course, in Washington County many times, but you're right. I've already been to Ellis County, Beckham County this week. I had a town hall meeting at the courthouse in Cheyenne yesterday, and then I had a couple events in Elk City yesterday evening and spoke at the annual Chamber of Commerce dinner out in Elk City and just had a good time with those folks out there. And my dad was born in Canute, which is not in either county, but it's in Washtenaw County, really close to Elk City. So I got to see some longtime friends out there. But you know, Charlie, I'm traveling around as I continue to do it, not just to say I do that or punch a ticket. As I was in Cheyenne yesterday, and when I talked to the good citizens of Beckham County also, I said, hey, what's some challenges out here that are unique to these communities? I said, what are you doing with your education that we could learn from in different parts of the state? So I try to learn and hear what the issues are.
And I'm sure they gave you some good answers, too.
They did. You know, it's unique. And like it's so many schools in Western Oklahoma, they are not on the funding formula for education. You know, there's this formula for those that know to fund education that really would make the scratch the head of any great mathematician. Very complex, convoluted, maybe not the best way to, it may not be the best formula, some teachers and some educators have told me, but we've talked about a lot of those issues and really just even issues like county road and bridge funding, which is so important, not just in Western Oklahoma where I was yesterday, but all throughout the state. I had a really good conversation with the local county commissioner.
Well, that's great. And it's those school funding formulas, and I have attended numerous school board meetings here and elsewhere, and it seems to be a common, I'm not sure I want to use the word complaint, but conundrum for school districts across the country. 50 different states, 50 different school funding formulas. They all work, and yet school officials, I think, probably all wish they could work better.
They do, and I don't know any. I've not talked to any administrator or educator that said, you know, it's a really simple, easy to understand formula. And I want to stress because there's somebody probably listening right now thinking, somebody saying that we need to advocate for the abolishment of the funding formula. No, you have to figure out a good way to appropriate and fund schools. But as I heard as recently as yesterday, it may not be what we're doing may not be the best way to do it. And we just, with the challenges we have, Charlie, I guess the best way to sum it up is this. It is time that we examine, and I don't mean examine just, you know, with the naked eye, but examine under microscope all things status quo. Now, that doesn't mean abolish all things status quo, but microscopically examine all things status quo and ask, are we doing the best we can with the people's money, and are we serving people the best we can, i.e. meaning we being state government?
Just a hypothetical question, since you don't get to make the State of the State address, that's a responsibility for the governor, but is that a topic that if you were to make a State of the State address that might come up in Todd Lamb's speech?
Well, but before I would address that in a hypothetical State of the State address, I would address a teacher pay raise. And I've said that publicly many times. I've said it in Bartlesville at the Chamber lunch, but we have to do a teacher pay raise in Oklahoma. So that's hypothetically, based on your question, I would talk about that probably first and foremost, a teacher pay raise and how to do that, and probably look at some of our incentives we have in Oklahoma that aren't producing jobs and are not producing the intended goal of an incentive, and ask if we should keep those on the books moving forward and use some of that money for the teacher pay raise, I think would be very, very doable. So education would certainly be a priority in the state of the state address, hypothetically, but a teacher pay raise would be the first thing that I think I'd want to talk about.
I think you must have been talking to some former educator from Bartlesville that's got a park named after him. I don't know.
Yeah, that Earl Sears guy, pretty good man.
He is, and I understand he's been busy already with hearings on things like the Health Care Authority and others. Just because the legislature is not formally in session, you speak from firsthand experience. The legislative process continues in the month of January.
You're right, and this new leadership group in the House, you know, there's this new speaker. He is having some of the earliest hearings on the budget and supplemental appropriations than I think ever has ever been had or had in a long time. So they're going through that process right now. They've had the legislature had the organizational day, kind of grouped everybody together and said, okay, here are the committees, here are the assignments, here's leadership moving forward. That was last week.
Right.
And then the first day of session will be in February.
Well, I know that several legislators that I have talked to, including a couple of newly elected officials, one new state representative from the Tulsa area that used to run the Tulsa Crime Stoppers program, and then also I've spoken with the newly elected state Senator Julie Daniels. Both of them, I think, are eager to jump in and get their feet wet and actually do the job that they've been elected to.
Let me tell you a quick anecdote on Julie Daniels. It was the organizational day last week that I mentioned already. Somebody came up to me and they said, hey, do you know Julie Daniels? I said, yes, I know Senator Daniels. And then this individual told me, she's impressive. Now, I mean, that's just a short, simple little anecdote. But again, that we've talked about this before in your program, Charlie. Bartlesville has always done a just extraordinary job of sending quality men and women to the state capitol to reflect the district and to have an impact statewide. And Julie's going to grab that mantle as so many senators before her, Bartlesville won't even skip a beat. And, of course, that continues with Representative Dunlap, and I think everybody knows how I feel about Representative Sears. And, you know, I'm thrilled to work with Julie, but I miss my friend John Ford. And I think I've told you this before, Charlie, Mary Ford loves term limits. Because now she and John get to visit those triplets and travel around and do what they want to do, and she doesn't have to share him like she has these past 12 years. But he'll be missed, but Julie will pick up the mantle and not skip a beat.
Well, it's a special smile that you see on his face and a special twinkle in his eye when he talks about those grandchildren. So I can certainly understand what you're talking about. We are up just 3 weeks and a couple of days from the start of the 2017 legislative session on, I believe it's a Monday morning, February 6th.
And, right. Yeah. It's right around the corner.
Yeah, it is. What duties does the lieutenant governor have on that day, if any?
Well, largely, well, let me rephrase that. I wouldn't say largely. Wholly, on that day, wholly, exclusively ceremonial. And if you hear a little frustration in my voice, that's only because there is some frustration in my voice. It's kind of a day of pomp and circumstance. It's important for the governor, whomever the governor is, to release his or her executive budget, and that will happen in the state of the state address. But for me, you know, I hold the gavel and I preside over joint session as constitutionally required. So it's a ceremonial day, I guess, for many of us, but for me, primarily, that's what it is. I look forward to getting past the state of the state day so I can start talking about these issues that are important to Oklahoma and continue my travel. And again, if I'm in Bartlesville or I'm in Elk City, after I have a conversation with a constituent, I take that information back to the state capitol. I talk to those that I need to visit with.
And yet there are all kinds of special days at the Capitol. The annual chamber visit, the Bartlesville Day at the Capitol, coming up on April 12th, just a few days before we file that income tax return officially. Many of them are already done by that point, but it's an opportunity for, well, in this case, Bartlesville, but for groups with a interest regionally or a special topic to come visit the legislative team and say, hey, here we are. We want to explain how things are to us.
Well, that's right, and I can't stress enough, Charlie, you've been there countless times. Anybody listening that wants to participate in Bartlesville Day, I assume that's sponsored by the Chamber. Charlie, you can correct me if I'm wrong, but reach out to the Chamber. If the Chamber is not sponsoring Bartlesville Day, they can tell you who is. But as a citizen, as a Bartian, come to the Capitol, participate in that day in April, and have your voice heard, and talk to not just your Bartlesville legislators, but all those others that have an impact on your life and on your family's life and on the policies that you care about. So it's always a fun day. And Bartlesville Day is always a well-attended day by those from Washington County, but also, and you could attest to this, Charlie, also other legislators. I mean, it won't just be, Representative Sears, Representative Dunlap, Senator Daniels. There'll be legislators from other parts of the state that come and participate in Bartlesville Day because it's important.
I can't speak to the how far back it goes. I know that it was well organized when the wife of, at that time, Senator, who now has gone on to a lobbyist job, was executive director of the chamber. But now, of course, with Sherry Wilt running a chamber, and yes, it is a chamber-sponsored event. If you'd like to attend, 918-336-8708. I'm sure she'll get you signed up. But it is a chamber-sponsored event. But they're there to talk about more than just chamber-related items. It's what's going on in the minds of the people of Bartlesville.
That's right. It's an all the above, and it's a very healthy, very productive day. And I always enjoy my time when I'm able to be in town and participate in Bartlesville Day.
Yeah, I used to talk to Pam Dunlap about it when she was running a chamber. So I don't know what it is about being married to a legislator that seems to get you a chamber job. I'm not sure I understand that.
Well, see, it seems to work out, at least in Washington County.
It does. I'm sure you haven't published your travel schedule, but I am confident that by somewhere roughly a third of the year in, we will have already had the opportunity to see your face, and I look forward to that face-to-face visit, because you do make it a goal to visit each county as early in the year as possible for you. I know sometimes as early as possible is midsummer or later, but certainly as early as possible, and look forward to seeing you, I don't know, in Bartlesville or in Nowata or Pawhuska or wherever your travels happen to take you that particular day.
Well, Charlie, again, as you said, I don't know when that day is, but I know it'll be sooner as opposed to later, and I look forward to seeing my friends in Bartlesville face-to-face in Washington County sooner rather than later. And it's always a pleasure to be on your program, and thanks for allowing me to do it and to get the word out. If anybody has any questions or concerns, they can call my office at 405-521-2161. And Charlie, you and my friends in Bartlesville have a fantastic day and week.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it. And send greetings to your wife and family. And I know school has started back up for the students. And I have no doubt that when the occasion arises, you'll be there to help with some homework questions for them.
I'll do my best.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll do my best. Thank you, Charlie.
Thank you very much. Lieutenant Governor Todd Lamb on 1400 K1.